Welcome to Speed Learning English, your podcast for smarter and more professional English. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Sven. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Have you been to a restaurant recently?
Well, as you know, with the COVID restrictions and with the order for everyone to shelter, it's quite difficult to attend a restaurant, but pre-COVID, we all can remember these fun and amazing times where we were allowed, or it was possible in that sense, to go to a restaurant, yes.
Okay. And what kind of restaurants do you like? What are you saying, restaurant or restaurant? How do you pronounce it? How
well, that's tomatoes. at the end of
who
the
sang,
day.
Who sang this song, I say potatoes and you say potatoes? Who sang that song? Do you remember?
You've spotted a blind spot. I'm not able to remember.
Okay, we'll find out later and we'll get this information for the next episode maybe. Okay, so what kind of restaurants do you prefer when you go to a restaurant?
Well, as of late, I have found myself in a situation where I'm in a relationship, so my old bachelor days are gone. And I kind of like restaurants that's not high class. I'm not in that tax bracket right now, but I think that's more than a fast food restaurant that I formerly used to tend to every now and then. But as of now, I think it's more quite ambient. If you ask me what kitchen style, it's more or less Asian, Italian, and believe it or not, the German kitchen is still one of my favorite.
The German kitchen is quite rich because we have a lot of vegetables, we have a lot of meat forms. I mean, it's very meat, how do you say? In German we say fleischlastig. It's meat focused, maybe. And
it's mainly based on food. Or meat heavy.
Meat heavy, yes. And I mean, the more you come to the south, to Bavaria, for example, the more meat you have. And it's sometimes quite difficult for people who are vegetarians or even vegans to find something attractive. And more restaurants here in our area start to adapt on that. So they have an extra card for vegetarian and vegan, or they mark the meals with a nice plant behind the description of the meal. Okay, so if you want to book a table in a restaurant and you phone the restaurant, let's say you are having a celebration or you want to invite some friends for a nice dinner, and you phone your restaurant of your choice. And the day this podcast episode will be published, we hopefully are able to go to restaurants. So we record this in February 2021, and it will be published in maybe March or April, so we hope that people can go to restaurants because it's a very important socializing place. How would you book a table, Richard?
As of today, you can use technology, or there are several apps that you can use to book a table. So it's a non-verbal way of booking a table, a technological way.
Richard, we are having a podcast for people to motivate them to speak English. We don't want to tell them how to use apps.
yes, indeed. But we have to tell them all the options and then tell them why the verbal option is the best one.
You're right. You're perfectly right.
Indeed. So then you have the verbal way of booking a table, and then you just ring the restaurant and the person at the reception will pick up the phone and say hello and introduce the restaurant, hopefully properly. And then you will just say that you have want to book a table for then the amount of people you want to book it for and the time. I think this information is certainly enough for the receptionist, because you are not the first and certainly not the last one to call at that for that day. So surely she or he will know what to do with the information. And then afterwards, you have to also give your name. So it's under the name of Richard, for example.
That's
and then
right.
You would say, a table for please, for two, please. In my case, with my girlfriend.
Okay. And if your name, for example, your surname is a little bit complicated, you also have to be able to spell your name, maybe. So if somebody has a name that is quite exotic,
uh-huh.
or maybe it doesn't sound very very common, then it might be necessary to spell the name. So spelling one's name or email address is always important, so that you can spell your name in any language you speak.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. When I went to the Netherlands last year, I wanted to book a table. And by the way, you say booking a table. It's not to make a reservation or reserving a table. The correct phrase is to book a table, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. So to make a reservation is very German heavy in that sense. But you can see English-speaking countries, not mainly England, but English-speaking country using a term to make a reservation. But I think the most safe way to have a universal acceptance and understanding of what you want and mean is to use booking a table, yes.
I think maybe the reason why, especially if you see this on websites, make a reservation, the word reservation is international. We have Reservierung in German, we have reservation in English, we have Reservation in French, we have Reservation in Spanish, Reservazione in Italiano. So a lot of international audience will understand what to do when they see reservation. Whereas book a table or book here requires the knowledge of that English word. So maybe that's the reason why. Okay.
And also another reason is English countries that are not heavily, but in some way impacted by the French language, as you mentioned before. So some African nations that speak English are most of the time heavily influenced by the French language. Then obviously Canada, obviously influenced by the French language. But the Americans, for example, have a tendency to avoid this influence of the French language in their language, even though at some times you see them using French words without any context, and then it kind of updates their conversations.
So maybe,
but indeed, you need these influences in your language to understand it, yes.
Yeah, and using French phrases makes your language sound chic, maybe.
indeed.
Yeah. So, and when I booked this table in the Netherlands, they were asking me something I didn't understand, because I never heard about that before. I mean, I made the booking in Dutch, so it was quite difficult for me to understand. But then we find out they wanted to know how many households we were. So this was during the first Corona lockdown, where the restaurants in the Netherlands were allowed to remain open, but only one household per table was permitted. So when you were booking the table, you had to announce how many households were involved in your booking. So this was quite challenging also.
I hope you were there with only one household.
Of course. I have a very big family. It's just one household. Okay, Richard. Thank you very much for this insight into how to book a table or make a reservation in a restaurant. And in the next episode, I would like to talk with you about invitations in a private household, for example, birthday invitations or invitations for somebody's, in some countries, you celebrate the day of your name very, very intensively, or maybe Easter, Christmas, Ramadan, and other festivals. Okay. By the way, we were talking about tomato, and this is from a song. It's named Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, and it's performed by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. And this typical, I say potato and you say potato.
Indeed, yes.
This is typical Louis Armstrong voice. By the way, Louis Armstrong was not the guy who was landing on the moon. This was somebody else. Okay. Okay, Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sven. And in the spirit of this podcast today, I'm going to use a French saying for goodbye and say au revoir, my friend.
Au revoir, my friend.